Hallelujah. So I'm going to rightly divide this word of truth. I believe the report. I've had doubts along the way. But the more I get to know him, the more I can trust him. The more I get to know him, the better I understand him. I understand where he's coming from because he's God. He says, I was there in the beginning. He said, I have no beginning. I have no end. I am light. He said, when I show up, darkness dispels and disappears. He said to me, he said, Cora, wherever light is, wherever I am, darkness leaves. Sickness is darkness. Health is light. Get in the light. Get in me. It won't stick. And so I'm decreeing and declaring. I've got something going on, and the enemy thinks he's got me, but he's not. I've already done 1,000 confessions. I'm getting ready to start over again. Hallelujah. I say, that doesn't make any sense. You did 1,000 times, and it's still going on. No. I'm not turning loose of my faith because it said what? It didn't say you have what you say if you say it 2 times. It didn't say you have what you say if you say 1,000 times. It said you shall have what you say. Hallelujah. Last year I had flu-like symptoms, and I counted at least 1,200 times. I'm healed. I don't have the flu. And you know, they wanted to linger, but they didn't get me down. And one day I was feeling bad, and I heard Brother Hagin's voice from having read the book. He said, sick people ought to be up. I got up out of that chair, confessing that I'm healed, and kept on doing what I had to do. Amen. Amen. Now, let's don't get in a bind and get all cropped up and like, I'm not going to the doctor. Go if you need to go. You know, if you're hurting bad enough, I don't usually take pain pills at all. But one day I had a headache, it's been a while ago. And that headache was hurting me so bad. I was praying all I knew how to pray. Thank you, Lord, with your strength. I'm here. And he stayed there, and he said, I got some help. I got some natural help. Where are the pain pills? I'm still confessing the word. Amen. I just say it now. I've got everything in the tablet. Nothing going to the floor. Listen. We got to rightly divide the word of truth. He says in verse 19, that's 16 through 18, you can read those, but verse 19 in 2 Peter, it said, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Whose report will you believe? The word says, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. The word says, be being filled with the Holy Ghost, saith the Lord. The word says, love one another. So whose report will you believe? His report says, with his stripes, we're healed. But somebody says, but it's flu season. Diabetes is attacking. Cancer is running loose like a bull out of a stall. You can't do this and you can't do that, even though his word says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Whose report will you believe? Matthew 17:20. And Jesus said unto them, they didn't do something. He said, because of your unbelief. He said, if I, you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Now, we're talking about nothing within the word of God and the will of God. Nothing within the word of God. Nothing within the will of God. Maybe you haven't done this all your life, but God says to do it now, then now is the time. Hallelujah. Maybe that thing that's been down in your spirit all of your life, and it's running around. It's been trying to get out. It's been trying to break through. Every time you start to do it, something hinders you. It's time to give birth to the plan of God. And he said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. How am I going to do it? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. He is our teacher. He shall teach us what? All things. And we so clearly learn. If you come on prayer line, if you're not on prayer line, don't come on prayer line. Get on prayer line. If you want your life changed, if you want to connect with other believers, this morning there were 33 people on praying for 15 minutes. You multiply that, that's a couple of hours, several hours of time where people are praying for people all over the world and then right next door and then even for ourselves. Amen? Shout hallelujah. So whatever God has told you to do, do that and get to know the Holy Ghost. Get to know the one that will lead you and guide you in all truth, will lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. You don't ever have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to frustrate yourself. Something is not going right. If you're full of the Holy Ghost and fire and the power of the Holy Ghost, Shabbati Likosto, you pray it out in the Holy Ghost until the answer comes. I woke up this morning by 2, I think it was 2:27. And I thought, ooh, about an hour, a little bit over before it's time to get up at 4. Now, Lord, I want to go back to sleep, but I started to pray, and I started to pray for somebody else, and he said, pray for Jimmy, pray for David. Until it lifted. And then he told me I could pray for myself. I drifted off to sleep. But it wasn't about 15 minutes. But praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever the answer is, the answer is. I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade being filled with the Holy Ghost for that. And you may think I'm wrong, lying. But it's not even a temptation. Somebody just won over $1.5 billion. I wouldn't trade the Holy Ghost for it. I wouldn't trade the Holy Ghost for it. Being filled with Holy Spirit. I wouldn't trade my salvation for it. Hallelujah. Jesus is just that real to me. He has to be just that real to you. No money can buy what we have. And we need to be more thankful, grateful, and we need to see who we are. Listen. This is a report I want you to believe. That with his stripes I'm healed. Insulate yourself. Sow with the word. That flu won't stick and diabetes has to leave and asthma has to leave and aches have to leave and pains have to leave. I just put up a little, you know, one of those command kind of stick. It wasn't command. It's another brand name. What we call them, off-brand name. But it says make sure you don't put your hand on the glue part or it won't stick. It might cause it not to adhere. So I'm putting the word all over me, all in me, all through me, and all around me so that the flu and none of that other stuff will stick. And that is already stuck, I'm inching that hand and that hand of the word under it. So it'll have to come loose. It has to go. You know, if you have some grease in something, some oil, I had a skillet that had some oil in it, old oil, and I just had an empty milk carton there, and I just poured it in there, got it all out. And then another one, it was some butter, I think it was, and it was firm and hard. I had to heat it and get it out, but it came out, right? It'll come out.